Gardner has served a combined 13 years in the Florida legislature, including time in both the Senate and House. Speaking at his designation ceremony, Fort Myers Senator Lisbeth Beniquisto said all Republicans should aspire to be as compassionate as Gardner is.
Since the first day we met you, you have been exactly the same person. Someone who is uniquely focused on making sure that you are inclusive of all attitudes and abilities and viewpoints.
Gardner has a young son with Down syndrome, and he's known for pushing legislation aimed at helping people with disabilities. Last year, he sponsored a law requiring parents of special needs children to give final approval of their child's education plan. That decision used to be up to the schools.
This is something good for people in general, good for these students. I'm just happy that somebody had the you-know-what to be able to do it.
That's Pembroke Pines education blogger Armand Colson, whose own daughter has a severe learning disability. He says the law Gardner got passed will provide more students the chance to succeed because it forces their parents to get involved and gives them the chance to insist on more challenging classes when necessary.
And my daughter was lucky. She literally was lucky. She's doing extremely well. Extremely well. But I've seen so many in her class, and you get to know all of these kids as you grow up, as they grow up. I've seen so many in her class who just didn't progress at all.
Colson, who identifies himself as an independent voter, says what he knows of Gardner leads him to believe the future Senate president doesn't put politics first.
I just think he looks at individual issues and say, how is this going to help or not help?
Republican Senator David Simmons spoke during the ceremony, saying he and Gardner have become good friends since they were freshman representatives in 2000.
Senator Gardner has the vision we need. He has the vision to make Florida an even better state.
Gardner then laid out a few specifics of that vision. His first priority is to improve the business climate, he says, with targeted tax incentives and better zoning. His second priority is to use the state's projected budget surplus to address issues with natural resources, especially water. And in that vision, he says ecotourism would follow.
We're all known for our theme parks, but we should be known for our rivers and our lakes and our bike trails all across this great state.
Finally, Gardner says he'd like the elimination of the special diploma and more support for college programs focused on training for specific trades. He also acknowledged he'll be president of the entire Senate, not just of the Republicans who selected him, and then addressed future Democratic minority leader Arthenia Joyner.
The journey that you and I will embark upon the next couple of years, we will be arm in arm, and I will do everything I can to help each member of your caucus be successful in doing what's best for the Florida Senate and for the state.
Joyner says over the past 13 years, she's come to know Gardner as someone who's strong in his views, but never condescending to those who disagree with him.
I'm sure that we'll be able to work together amicably, because that's what happens when you have a leader who respects the opposition, and he does.
Joyner stopped short of saying how her priorities might differ from Gardner's. She says she's just focused on this session's Democratic agenda of civil rights legislation. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.